This is Örtildur from Pascal Pinum, and you're listening to BFF.fm.
Let you know, just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time.
Here's one more thing that you got to know, just cool it down and stay in control.
Hey there. Good morning. Sorry, I'm still waking up. Thank you for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, Best Frequencies Forever. We're an online radio station based in Mission District in San Francisco. This morning's a bit sunny, yet there's like ominous rain clouds, so not exactly woken up just yet. It just still has that like grayness in the air, in the sky, that makes me want to go to sleep. But anyways, I'm excited to be here. Anyways, the show is Fractal Chambers. My name is Clementine. I'm here every other Saturday mornings playing a bunch of sentimental pop tunes. And today is April 16th. Let me double check. It should be April 16th. February 16th. Okay, that's evidence of how not awake I am. But anyways, today is February 16th, and it's February, so it's Black History Month, and I want to just celebrate some really fantastic, amazing artists that were, like, kind of formative to my own music taste, but also, the show is Fractal Chambers. We play a lot of sentimental pop songs, and there's a lot of that pertains to, like, indie music, but unfortunately, indie pop music and indie music is just predominantly white people, musicians, and there are just a bunch of Black musicians and people of color that were influential to the music, how it is today, all the music that I love, and I just want to celebrate that and bring that to light, because without these bands, without these scenes and movements, we wouldn't have a show like Fractal Chambers. So, that last track you just heard, the first track, was New Edition with Cool It Now. It's just one of those tracks that I really love because it's just so pure and wholesome about, like, having, I don't know, you could just, like, imagine a bunch of, like, kids in the schoolyard, like, talking about crushes and, like, hey, relax, you gotta be cool. You don't show your cards too much or you're gonna scare them away. And I don't know, I think there's something very heart so true about it. I'm gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a new track by Toro y Moi. This is Ordinary Pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy. And I hope you guys have a lovely Saturday morning.
Oh, Sometimes it's hard to communicate when my feeling has been set kind of strange. When you only speak to a microphone, your thoughts just get mixed in your head. Gotten into my lines, and when the forces were pushing me, I didn't have the strength to push back. Oh, what's the difference between a liar and being lied about? Well, the difference is all the same, all the same, all the same. Just get mixed in the text. Oh, you know the forces were pushing me, but now I'm thinking I can think for myself. And what's the difference between making a real change and just running your mouth? Well, the difference is all the same, all the same, all the same. Since we have this opportunity, I just wanna encourage you all. When you're doing something right and your efforts are true, people are gonna try to get in your way. They hate you, but you know what? Press forward into the unknown. I'm sure something is waiting for you there.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. The show is Fractal Chambers. My name is Clementine here every other Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. If you're just tuning in, you just heard a track by Warwick. That was In My Lens. That was the title track off of the album of the same name. And it was self-released. And he self-describes as jingle pop art rock. Jingle pop art rock, which is pretty amazing, in my opinion. oh yeah, just... If you're just tuning in the show, this show, where... Since it's February, I wanted to do a Black History Month-themed show because... Unfortunately, most of the music you hear on the show is made by white musicians, just predominantly because indie pop is very much a white-dominated genre, and I wanted to showcase all these fantastic musicians, current and previous in the past, that are Black, that just are underrepresented, and like, you don't necessarily, they're not necessarily always credited for the work that they do. So I wanted to share that with you guys, because it's all really amazing stuff. So anyways, work and previous to work, that was, you heard Sacred Pause with Every Day. That was off of the album Strike a Match by Rock Action. That Sacred Pause features Rachel Aggs of Shopping, who's this really super duper fantastic musician. Like, she's so ridiculously talented, and I'm so she's talented, and she's also very amazing to see live. She was also in bands such as Shopping and Golden Girls, which is one of my favorite Slumberland releases. Their album Strike a Match actually was awarded Scottish Album of the Year in 2017, so that's how good she is. And her bandmate was also in Golden Girls alongside her. Prior to that, you heard The Rollers with Knocking at the Wrong Door. That was originally off of the album of the same name that was released by Deep City Records. I found that one specifically on looking at Numero Group's catalog. They have a series of records that they've released called Eccentric Soul, and this one was called The Outskirts of Deep City, which is essentially just a rich appendix of the Deep City label, which I believe was a label based out of Miami. And yeah, super duper fantastic stuff. Prior to that, you heard Twirl et Moi with Ordinary Pleasure. That was off of his new album, Outer Peace, that was released by Car Park Records earlier this year. Yeah, really, really fun, really amazing stuff that kind of like rages from back to the 60s to just this year. And I guess you're going to hear more of that during throughout this show. I guess I'll keep the music going. We have about 35 minutes left, and there's some tracks I'm really stoked to share with you guys. Some of them you probably already heard, but I just wanted to like showcase it. Like, these are really fantastic musicians, and they've contributed a lot to this music scene in indie pop as it is today, even though they're not explicitly always credited as such. Up next, you're going to hear Motown Sweethearts, The Supremes. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, turn.
Hey there, thank you for tuning to BFF.fm. Best frequencies forever. My name is Clementine. And the show is Fractal Chambers. I'm just playing a bunch of sentimental pop songs. Or indie songs, I don't know. Pop, let's just call it pop. That's the easiest term for it. And today's show, our theme is Black History Month, because we want to celebrate Black musicians and all the contribution, like Black musicians of the past and current day, just because they don't necessarily get a lot of recognition in the indie community, because it's predominantly not full of people of color. Anyway, so all the bands and songs that you've heard today were performed, written by Black musicians, and that last track you just heard, that was Vagabond with Fear and Force, of her album Infinite Worlds, off of that was released by Father and Daughter Records. Prior to that, you heard Promise with I'm Not Ready for Love. That was off of this compilation album called Homeschool, the ABC of Kid's Soul. That was released by Numero Group, and that album is really, really fun and delightful because it's just a bunch of, it really is what it is. It's what the compilation name is. It's just a bunch of soul and funk performed by young children, and they're so talented. It's amazing. I believe you could probably pick up a copy from the Numero Group. They probably still have it in record stores, or just go to the Numero Group's website for more information. They also have a bunch of fantastic other fantastic releases as well. Prior to that, you heard Orange Juice with Rip It Up. That was the title track of the album of the same name, released by Polydor Records. And that one, I mean, Orange Juice has been like a pinnacle in like the indie pop history and scene, but like they had their drummer Zeke Manika hasn't really been like credited or doesn't really have that much like recognition in that band. But yeah, I just wanted to showcase that. And prior to that, kicking off that set, you heard the Supremes with Come See About Me. That's from the single of the same name, released by Motown Records. I guess we're gonna keep the music going. We have about 18 minutes left, and I still have some songs that I'm stoked to share. Up next, we have a track by Twin Steps, an old 10-inch that was probably one of the most like formative. It was the most important record to my social group in college, because they're based out of Oakland and had do a really fantastic shows, and unfortunately they're no longer a band. They've disbanded since, but I don't know, there's so many great memories from that band. So here it is, Twin Steps with Wave of My Emotion. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in a bit. Thank you. Hey there, thanks for tuning in. You're currently listening to the final moments of this week's installment of Fractal Chambers. I'm going to tell you what you just heard and leave you with a track to go. That last song you just heard was Eile Brother with This Old Heart of Mine off of 7-inch, or the album of the same name, released by Tamala Records. Prior to that, you heard Kimya Dawson with My Cute Fiend Sweet Princess. Sorry, that was the album. The song is Chemistry off of the album My Cute Fiend Sweet Princess off of Important Records. Part of that, you heard The Monitors with Cry, that was off of this compilation album called Detroit Soul and R&B, released by Master Classics Records. And kicking off that set, you heard Twin Steps with Wave of My Emotion. That was released off their album Serial Parade. That was put out by Cola Bruin. I'm going to leave you guys with a track by Sydney and Playmates. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a good Saturday.